Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped giving, about the gift of giving that God disperses among his people so that we may be a benefit to the kingdom, to those in need, to our brothers and sisters in Christ, to one another, and even to ourselves. And so each weekday morning, we've been talking and praying about a different aspect that God has prepared us in order to, that we might give. Unwrapping that gift and putting it to use. And oftentimes we hear giving, and we've talked about this already this week. We kind of decide he's talking about our money again. That's just a piece of it. Giving really is more about the heart, more about an attitude, excuse me, more about a lifestyle. And this morning we're going to focus in on giving a sound answer. Just as important as giving money when money is needed, a sound answer, a good and right answer, is also critical when we need to give. And I'm going to begin Proverbs 22, verses 20 and 21, says, "Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you true and reliable words so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you?" God's desire is that we share with one another what we've learned from him, and we share it with integrity. We share it with truthfulness. We share it appropriately. And sometimes we don't give sound answers because we've not prepared to do so. We give answers that are convenient. We give answers that fit the narrative that we've created. We give answers that are easy. What the Bible teaches us, and writer of Proverbs kind of unwraps that, that God's word is designed so that we can be equipped to give sound answers. We find in the New Testament that we ought to set apart Christ, make Jesus Lord of our life. Why? Well, for a lot of reasons, but one of those is so that we would always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, doing so with gentleness and respect. The sound answer comes because Christ is Lord. And not just Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, but Lord of me. And when we live with Jesus as Lord, and we acknowledge that, we're generally going to be a little more careful about how we're representing the one who is Lord and Master. We live in a time with social media and all kinds of immediacy and things being not only known but spread, that people lose jobs because of answers they give, because of actions they take, because of words they speak that are a disgrace to their boss, to their employer, to, well, in worldly terms, we don't like to use it, they're master in the workplace. And when we recognize how our actions reflect here on earth, we ought to become more aware. Not just, is this going to get me fired? Is this going to get me reprimanded at work? Is this going to make life difficult in my housing? But is this going to reflect well on Jesus? When we live life as a believer in Jesus, it ought to be evident. Why should we always be ready to give an answer? Because somebody's going to ask a question. And why do they ask the question? Because they see the hope that lies within us. It's a hope that they may be missing. It's a hope that's desirable. But if we're not living a life that's visibly different from that of the world in the way that we love, in the way that we show compassion, in the way that we offer mercy, in the way that we deal with justice, in the way that we reject sin. You see, God's call in our life is so all-encompassing that we don't really get to choose what avenue that we live in. There are those that say, well, my faith leads me to help the homeless. And we'll go out and cheat their neighbors. And somehow we've compartmentalized our doing good in one area counteracts our not doing good in another. And so we have to pay attention to all the details of our life and continually, with the help of God's Spirit, ask, how is this reflecting Jesus to the world around me? Because when we ask those questions of ourselves, we're better prepared to give those sound answers. Why do you oppose certain activities? Because they're sinful. Because they separate us from God. Because they harm the nature of mankind and the relationship that God wants to have with mankind. Why do you show mercy to that person? They don't deserve it. Well, because even as much as God hates sin, He loves people. And He's a merciful God who longs for all to repent, to have a change of heart and mind and action. That's brought about by His mercy. And we can go through every aspect of life and when we begin to realize the sound answers of God's Word that direct how we live, we're able to share those sound answers with others. And sometimes we live the Christian life because, well, we like the promise of heaven. And this is the way everybody around me has lived the Christian life. And it may or may not be the right way to live the Christian life, but I don't know enough about it to give a sound answer. And unfortunately, that's more common than it probably ought to be. We need to be students of God's Word. We need to recognize that the principles contained within it are designed not only to help us live, but to help us give. To give sound answers to those who ask for the reason, for the hope that lies within us. And the reason is Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the hope that we need in order to see an eternity with you, to trust in its reality. Not that we've seen it with our eyes, we've seen it with our heart, our spirit, with your presence in us. And so God, today, help us to live in such a way that people ask, that we would be prepared to give sound answers, that the positions that we take in life would align with your word, not just be correct in the eyes of others, but would be correct in your sight. And help us to examine the details of our life so that when it does stand out, and sometimes it stands out as desirable, and sometimes it just stands out as people think, that's just strange. So why do you act that way? May we give sound answers. The Bible calls us as God's children a peculiar people, and we don't always like that. May we have those answers as to why we live differently than what we once lived. Why we live differently from what our neighbors might live like. Why we live differently from the ways of the world. And God, today, as we live life, as you reveal to us those opportunities to give answers, may we be prepared through prayer and through a study and reading and just ingesting of your word to give sound answers. God, may the answers we give always be focused on Jesus, that we would lift him up, knowing that doing so, Jesus will draw all people to himself. Today, may our sound answers lift Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.